This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The seat-sharing formula among the allies of the NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma said the BJP will fight for 68 seats while 10 seats have been allocated to the All Jharkhand Students Union Party. Two seats, Jamshedpur West and Tamar, have been given to the Janata Dal United, and one seat in Chatra has been allocated to the Chirag Paswan-led LJP. The announcement was made by Jharkhand election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma in Ranchi. On the other hand, the INDIA bloc is engaged in hectic parleys with their allies to decide on the seat-sharing formula. This time, the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will contest the elections along with the Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, and CPI-ML. Senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav reached Ranchi today to discuss seat-sharing with the executive president of JMM, Hemant Soren. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is coming to Ranchi tomorrow to discuss seat sharing. With the issuance of the notification, the filing of nomination papers for the first phase of the assembly elections began today. 43 constituencies will go to the polls in this phase on the 13th of November, while the second phase of polling will take place on the 20th of November in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be conducted on the 23rd of November. By polls for 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will also be held on 13th of next month. The by polls for one assembly seat in Uttarakhand and Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra will be conducted on 20th November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that smooth governance, fast decision-making and transparency in governance have helped attract investors and investment in NDA-governed states. Addressing an NDA leaders' meeting in Chandigarh yesterday, Mr. Modi said the NDA government is fulfilling the rising aspirations of common citizens and it has been the distinction of the NDA government to ensure last-mile delivery, which has helped build trust in the public towards the government since 2014. Calling the victory in Haryana significant and historic, Mr. Modi said that NDA has secured the trust and support of all sections of society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Saptah National Learning Week NLW tomorrow in New Delhi. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. NLW will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. The participants may complete the targeted hours through a mix of individual role-based modules on IGOT webinars, public lectures and policy masterclasses by eminent persons. Haryana government will provide free dialysis service to patients suffering from kidney disease in the state. This was announced by Chief Minister Nayab Singh after chairing the first formal meeting of the newly constituted cabinet of Haryana today. The Chief Minister said that the welfare of the poor is the government's first priority. President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of her visit to Malawi as part of a trip to three African nations, held bilateral meetings with her counterpart Lazarus Chakwera today. Four MOUs were signed between India and Malawi after delegation-level talks. India and Malawi had signed four important MOUs for cooperation in the fields of sports, youth matters, pharmaceuticals and art and culture. As a goodwill gesture, India is giving 1,000 metric tons of rice and Babatron cancer-treating machine to Malawi. President Draupadi Murmu had also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement center in Malawi. India has dispatched the first tranche of 11 tons of medical supplies today for the humanitarian assistance to Lebanon as Israel continues its strikes against terrorist group Hezbollah. A total of 33 tons of medical supplies are being sent. The consignment comprises a wide range of pharmaceutical products, including cardiovascular medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. In cricket, India was 231 for 3 at stumps on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India is currently trailing by 125 runs against New Zealand. For India, Virat Kohli and Sarfaraz Khan scored 70 runs each, while Rohit Sharma made 52 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.